Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Welcome to week 3 of the Idle podcast. And this week we're going to be talking about catalogs. Should we keep them? Shouldn't we keep them? And where are we going to keep them? If you want to see pictures of the very few catalogs that I have, and yes, I do have physical catalogs, the pictures are on my blog at organize365.com/idle3. And that's IDLE and the number 3. So let's talk about catalogs. I remember growing up, I loved catalogs, especially as a kid. When I was in high school, I remember collecting all those catalogs that had furniture in them. What would be today like an IKEA catalog? I can't remember what the companies were. Pier 1, things like that. And I would cut out pictures and I did scale drawings of my future house. And I had picked out all the furniture that was going to be my future house and everything that was going to go with it. And then I would itemize how much it would cost. And then I figured out what job I'd have to pay for the house. This is what I did for fun. In case you're wondering how you become a professional organizer, yeah, you spend a lot of time doing things like that. So I love catalogs. I love being able to see things, and I actually love physical catalogs. Now, one of my goals in 2015, it started the middle of last year, is to become where I can buy almost everything and anything online. Like, I am so tired of going to grocery stores, driving, getting cold, rained on, and carrying things. I really would like other people to do all of those things, and I just want what I want shipped to my door. I actually find I'm saving money this way because I'm not doing as much impulse buying. But when I do want to sit down and look at a catalog or do my pleasure shopping, I love having a catalog. Now, the one catalog that I have had consistently for the last 5 years that when it comes, I will sit down and I will go through it page by page, usually 2 to 3 times in a row, and then I will make a huge old wish list, is my 31 catalog. As you know, I love 31 bags. They're cute, they're functional, they match. And when I place an order, it's a party. It's always a $200 order. So I decided to become a consultant. So I am a 31 bags consultant. But even before I was a consultant, I always had a 31 catalog, an actual in your hand catalog. And I would keep it by my bed. That is not where I keep it now, but I would keep that by my bed before I became a consultant. Now, I have about 6 catalogs, and there are 2 different places that I keep them. I keep the catalogs that are related to the businesses that I am a consultant in next to my computer, in my bedroom, on my desk. And there's a picture of that on the blog at organize365.com/idle3. And I keep it there because I order regularly, plus I place orders for people regularly, and I need to be able to see what's in those catalogs. But there are a couple of direct sales companies that I'm not a consultant for, and one of those is Mary Kay. And I have been buying Mary Kay cosmetics since my 16th birthday party, which was a Mary Kay party. I love Mary Kay. I've always bought Mary Kay. It was the first direct sales company I was a part of for only a few months because I know nothing about makeup and I'm not good at selling makeup and it's just not my thing. But I love Mary Kay. And so I keep that catalog in my kitchen, right above where the phone used to be. I think it's hilarious I still keep it there because there's no phone there. But it's in the cabinet above where the phone used to be. And I always know where it is when I need to go place an order. But those are the only catalogs I have. We get a lot of catalogs that come to our home because I order online. But when the catalogs come, if there's a coupon, I tear the coupon off and I throw the catalog away. Occasionally, I will let my daughter look through the Justice catalog because we get that one a lot. But the problem with that catalog is if you don't order things right away or she says, I like this sweater, Justice changes the clothing in their stores so frequently that if you don't buy it right away, that item is no longer there and they're on to the next thing. Like literally, I love that store because you can go in that store every week and there's something new. Like there's always new clothing and we can always go in there, spend a couple hours. I let her try on a ton of stuff. I spend a couple $100 and I come out with her whole wardrobe bought. I love that store. She's actually growing out of that store and I don't know what I'm going to do. The other catalog I will sometimes flip through and I get very often is Kohl's. So I will always cut out the coupon that's on the front of the Kohl's catalog and sometimes I'll flip through there just to see what's on sale or what their loss leaders are in the front or back of their catalog because that is where I do the majority of our other shopping is at Kohl's or Meijer, but Meijer doesn't send me a catalog And so I actually go to that store. So those are the catalogs that I use because I actually use them. So the first thing in our idle process is to decide. You need to decide if you want to keep physical catalogs. Are there reasons for you keeping physical catalogs? Now, everything that I mentioned that I still look in a catalog for is available online, and I look almost everything up online. And this Christmas was the first Christmas where I purchased everything except for one item at Costco online, shipped to our house. It was so awesome. I saved so much time. I got exactly what I wanted. It was great. I did all the shopping and the purchasing online by flipping through catalogs. So are there catalogs that, like me, like that 31 catalog, that when it comes, you get yourself a glass of wine or a nice hot coffee and you sit down and you leisurely look through that catalog? Like, it is a pleasurable activity for you. You look forward to it, and it is just something that you do for yourself. That is awesome. Definitely do that. Then my next question to you would be, then what do you do with the catalog? Like, for me, I keep the 31 catalog in this one spot, and then when the new catalog comes, I throw the old one away, and I put the new one in that spot. Like, I always have one. But for Kohl's and Justice and things like that, if I'm going to look at it, I flip through it right away, and it is in the recycle bin by the end of the week. Like, I don't hold on to those. They don't have a place in my house. They actually end up either in the Sunday basket or on the kitchen counter until I flip through it, and then they're gone. And I can't even think of any other magazine or catalog that I have that I use other than those, which means I probably don't. Or are you more of the habit, and I'm just going to say it's a habit because that's what it is, of as the catalogs come in, they go in the catalog pile and you're going to look at them someday. This is where most women are. They're used to having catalogs, especially if they're over the age of 35. They're used to having catalogs. They have catalogs. There's a place catalogs go, and they go to this catalog basket to live forever, indefinitely. And then as new catalogs come in, they go on top of the old catalogs, and pretty soon that one's full, and maybe you start another catalog bin. You may have multiple catalog bins. And as I'm saying it, it may be the first time you realize you do have multiple catalog bins, and you're like, oh my gosh, she's right. Why do I do that? It's because it's a habit. It's just because it's how you've always done it. And that's what this Idle podcast is for. It's to change your mindset, to make sure that what you're doing is a conscious decision and not just a habit you've done because that's what your parents did. So I need you to decide if you still like catalogs. If so, what catalogs do you like and do you look at on a regular basis? How long do you want to keep those catalogs? And then where are you going to keep them? Locate them in a specific spot, like I do. I'm above my imaginary phone in the kitchen. It doesn't matter where you put them, but you need to put them somewhere that you will remember. Now, one other caveat that I'm going to tell you is in organizing. People love to organize things the way they are organized in magazines. So like if there's this cute catalog bin, they want to buy the catalog bin to put the catalogs in, and they're going to put this bin in the family room. However, they've always stored catalogs in a stack in the laundry room. That's where they've always been. But you've bought this new catalog bin for the family room because that's where you want to store catalogs. You can do that, and it might work. But for the majority of people, what will happen is you will buy that new catalog bin. You will put it in the family room with the intention of that being the new place you're going to keep catalogs. You will keep stacking the catalogs in the laundry room because that is your habit. And 6 months from now, you're going to be in the family room in the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge. And you're going to go, where did this bin come from? And what is this bin for? Because you didn't change your habit. So if you're going to change where you locate the catalogs, make sure that you change your habit. What I tend to do is tell people not to change where the catalogs are located. So if you tend to stack your catalogs in your laundry room, I suggest getting one of those office bins that you can attach to the wall so the catalogs could be up off the counter on the wall at the same exact spot where you used to put the catalogs, or just put a basket there so that the catalogs can go in that basket in the laundry room, because that's your habit and that's where you're used to changing them. You don't necessarily need to change how things are organized. The first step in organizing is deciding how much stuff we're going to keep, because you may find 6 months from now that you no longer are going to keep catalogs at all and you never needed to buy that catalog bin. So often I tell people, as they're going through the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge at getting the whole house organized for the very first time, don't buy organizational systems. Get to the end of the 40 weeks and figure out what you even have left. and then go ahead and come up with some great new organizational systems. So just to recap, we're talking about catalogs. The first thing is to identify catalogs and then decide, are you going to keep them or not keep them? And then L is for locate. Locate where you're going to keep them if you keep them and how many, or let them go and recycle them. And then E is for evaluate. Now, evaluate is very important. I tend to evaluate my organizing every 6 months to a year because I'm hyper. but most people tend to reevaluate their organization every 5 to 10 years. So 5 years from now, when you're sitting there looking at catalogs in the laundry room, I highly doubt there are even going to be catalogs. But if there are, then we'll reevaluate this again and you'll go through the process again. So next time you see a catalog, you have made your decision of what you're going to do with it the next time you get your mail, and then follow through on that with the new catalogs that come in from the mail before you go ahead and tackle the old ones that are already hiding all over your house. I will see you next week. I hope you got some good nuggets of information on how to get organized in today's podcast. Come on over to organize365.com to check out all the resources and links in today's show.